Praise God, praise God, praise God. David, if you'd help me for a brief moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Glory to God. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We can turn on all these lights. Amen. Hallelujah. It's really good. That board's doing a really good job. Thank you. We got a ring someplace. You got to mute every mic but this one. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank God for Friday nights. Amen. Again, I say thank God for Friday night. Amen. Thank God for Holy Ghost meetings. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Let's study some things about the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. Oh, I felt the flow of the Holy Spirit early this morning. Well, it wasn't too early. I was just in here. And you all recall last Sunday night, you know, I sat over there and I was just enjoying Jesus, amen, and saw just a little taste of what I believe some things that God's about to do, amen. And you can't get all of it. I mean, there's no way that your mind can comprehend all of it. But some of it you can get. Amen. And somebody say visions. Say it one more time. Visions. Hallelujah. Say it one more time. Well, it was last Sunday night. I believe I had a form of a vision. Amen. As I was here in the Sunday night service. Amen. Amen. And the interpretation of vision, that's between you and God. Amen. And I only saw about one face in this vision. There were several like different things going on at one time. That God will move on you prophetically. God will move on you in many different ways. And under some strong anointings, you know, you can have Him moving all the ways. Maybe not at the same time, but He'll say a lot of things. Amen. And everything He says, He'll say it in a different way. Amen. And we had perceptions. Let me say perceptions. Perceptions. Say it one more time. Of what God wants to do. Amen. And how are you going to get a hold, amen, of a vision and run unless you hear? So tonight, I'm not so concerned about a tape tonight. Is that all right? Y'all don't mind if we do that? Amen. We got so many good ones out there. You haven't even heard 10 of the ones we got. We got over 200 of them out there. Amen. Amen. So tonight, we're just going to meditate in the Holy Ghost, and I got some scripture there, because it wouldn't be a Holy Ghost meeting if we didn't teach the Word, amen? So we got some scripture there in reference to the Holy Ghost, amen? But I want to plant some seed in the hearts of the hungry, amen, of the move of what I believe the next move or next dimension, the next wave we're about to get in, amen? Amen. So say glory to God. Now, if you, Friday night, tonight, when we yield to the Holy Ghost, and usually when we're obedient to the Holy Ghost, and I believe we are, you know, anybody can get a touch, you know, when people are obedient to the Spirit of God, amen? I tell you what, God's already moving, amen? I tell you what, God's moving even before we get into church, amen? You're into something that God is moving, amen? Somebody say the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, when you look and see who comes and who doesn't come, that's God moving. Did you know that? Somebody say it's a move of the Holy Ghost. See, some people don't know it. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody else's trip, amen, is my move of the Holy Ghost. What are you saying, Brother Ron? Somebody else's trip is my move of the Holy Ghost when you're flowing in sync with God. Somebody say, nothing, absolutely nothing, catches you off guard when you're in the Holy Ghost. Well, bless Jesus. But I could someone who's sticking heat. I tell you what, my Holy Ghost meeting started this morning. Amen. When I came to church, you know, I came to church, y'all looking at me. We were looking to get in here and do some work. Didn't go home and change before the meeting tonight. Amen. Didn't quite work out that way, but we still look good. Amen. I know I did. You don't have to tell me. Amen. Hallelujah. I look good. Look better than you. Amen. No, I'm joking. Amen. I look real good, Denise. I look real good. My diamond bigger than your diamond, but yours is real. Amen. Well, so, you know, I got up, I had my hair all over my head, just threw a cap on. You know, and when Pastor Rod doesn't put the gel in his hair just gets real big. Amen? I mean, look, stuff was about that far out. And all of a sudden, Sister Janice comes in. Amen? Today, and I thought she was, you know, I'd given her some resource for the church. Amen? Somebody say, thank God for that. And I wasn't really, usually when Janice comes, we usually talk business. You know, we're friends, but we usually talk business. I thought it was a business meeting. But then I remember, somebody say, hunger. The last time I had talked to her on the phone when I was in your truck, Brother Rex, and I said, Sister Janice, I had a dream about you. Somebody say, glory to God. Now, this is someone who doesn't know what you know. Somebody say, praise God. Amen. Doesn't perceive things the way that you perceive things. Amen. And I just planted the seed. Somebody say, reputation. See, many times we got to get goofy. Amen. For people to think that we've had a visitation from heaven. Amen. But if you walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit, amen, and you have a lifestyle, it will cause others to want to hear you. So say, a microphone doesn't make you heard. Your lifestyle and your reputation will make you heard. Amen. How many got ministries and how many you want ministries? Glory to God. Everybody should have one. Well, there are some public ministries, and there are different things about public ministry. Brother Jerry, you know, people get up there and people expect Brother Rod to give them a platform and to give them a stage. I tell you what, it's not my responsibility to do that. Amen. Your lifestyle is your platform. Somebody say, praise God. I tell you what, if I put you up, I can take you down. But if God puts you up, amen, he'll keep you up. So, but I thank God that for 3 years, somebody say, sometimes you got to sow differently. See, many people think it's going to be wham and kaboom, you know, some big anointing on you for the outside people, and then people will change all of a sudden. But there is, you got, when you're living by the Spirit of God, people are watching you. And there are some seeds that you're going to have to sow a long time. Somebody say, endurance sowing. And you're thinking, well, I'm not, you know, I don't have a ministry on my job. I don't have a witness on my job. I don't have a witness to my family or to my employees and all these other things. I tell you what, as you are being obedient to the Holy Ghost with your life on a daily basis, the Holy Spirit is moving, amen, on that individual. Notice that we had sister, our friend over here, sister, ooh, glory to God. I thank God for, amen, you sow the word, amen. You don't have to rush things, amen. You sow the word long enough and be faithful and endure with witness. Not impatient. There's some people you got to endure in your witnessing and keep planting seed and keep loving, not pushing it. Amen? Well, anybody knows, like two Friday nights ago, sister over here, Sister Doris came in the church, amen, and just sat on the back row. Somebody say, praise God. Well, it starts that way sometime. You know, you've got to be consistent with your sowing and not give up in concerning people and ministering to people. I tell you, amen. Is that helping you? Amen. Don't get all, you know, I've been telling them about Jesus for 3 weeks. They haven't turned their life over yet. It takes a long time. There are some individuals, amen, you just got to love them and keep them in the grace of God and keep them in the anointing of God. And it may take you years. Somebody say, praise God. But when the timing is right, there's a grace and there's anointing, they'll be so prepared and so hungry and so ready. Somebody say, amen. I could come in here to some of you church people saying, now the Lord spoke to me about you, and you'd be chewing gum in my face and popping bubbles. Amen. There are some people that, you know, some people have been around the move of God for so long. We said we've had a move from the Spirit of God, and they go out and have a coffee break. Amen. It's the truth. But I tell you what, those people that are hungry for the living Word of God, that don't have what we have, that haven't gotten familiar with the move of God's Spirit, they haven't gotten familiar with the grace from heaven. Amen. They're hungry. And I gave the sister a call, and I just said, I just had a dream. That was just about as fast as it was. And today the sister came in, and we were working on the sound booth back there, doing their bit, looking all crazy. And I looked at the person, and I said, I ain't got no money. I told you. You know, I thought it was one of those financial deals. And, you know, it wasn't that. And I just saw Grace and just stood there, looked at me a little bit longer. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, I guess just wants to talk or whatever it was. So I just run in my mouth. Then all of a sudden I remembered. Somebody say, praise the Lord. A hungry heart. And I turned around and I said, I know what it is. It's that dream. That's right. I said, it was a dream. It was the vision. It really wasn't a dream. It was a vision that I had. But I said, here. I said, I saw you in a vision, sister. Amen. That's something to bust that out of. You know, it's one thing when we say that to one another. Amen. How many of you want to get spiritual with people? You know, how do you want to cross the bridge? We're talking about, this is a Holy Ghost night, amen? And we can get crazy, we can get weird, amen? But we got to learn to flow with the Holy Ghost and learn how to minister, amen? Well, you know, how do you make that? You know, many times we say, well, we're going to just deal with them on a seeker-friendly level at first, amen? We're not going to drop any of this heavy spiritual stuff, amen? Well, I said I had this vision and her eyes just lit up. Somebody say, amen? And I began to say, I saw a light. Amen. It wasn't quite like the light that you saw. I'm not sure. I didn't see your light. Amen. You did. Amen. I sat right here in this seat that night, mad. Somebody say mad. I was mad because we couldn't get sound right. Amen. It was one of them rough meetings, and I wasn't going to get up there with an attitude. Somebody say amen. I'm going to sit right here and pray. Amen. And as I was sitting there praying, believing God, amen, spirit, prophetic anointing just rose up within my heart. Amen. And I had several revelations. Amen. Amen. That changed me. Amen. Just a wee bit. And I saw this light. And it was like a tunnel, but not really a tunnel. I don't want anyone to make reference of the tunnel that everybody sees when they're going on to be with glory. Somebody say, it's not going on to be with glory. All right? And in this light, amen, it was a bright light. I would call it white, but it really wasn't white. It was like amber, but to us, it's white. Amen? And I saw, how many saw me talking about this? I've been talking about this a lot. Catch the move of the Spirit of God. Amen? Catch the move of the... Amen. Catch the move of the Spirit of God. Amen. We can say it peacefully. You're going to force anything. Amen. And I could see individuals coming from the sides and going forward. Somebody say, from the sides and going forward. Amen. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I saw Janice coming in from the side, looks at me in my face, and goes forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Well, I just shared that vision with her, you know, today. How are you going to share somebody like that? They're going to think you're nuts, ain't, aren't they? That I had a vision about you, and I shared that vision. And I said, you know what that means? So that means you're about to come under some supernatural power of God. Amen? I'm sitting up here telling a woman that goes to an Episcopal church that God's going to be using her in the ministry of healing. Amen? Supernatural healing. And some of us would have been doubting, and she would have said, she's saying, yes, praise God, God does do that. Amen? She said, well, I tell you what, my best friend has a leg that's missing. I said, well, that takes great faith to get a leg to come out. Amen? But you believe God long enough, amen, you trust God, it will come out. Somebody say amen? Somebody say they're going to be coming from every side, ready. Ready to do what God wants them to do. And I was able to share. I tell you what, I was able to share. I said, what is all this about? I said, I see that you do this ministry. She says, I know many wealthy people, and we put them all together to do good for others. Amen. How we buy clothing for kids to go back to school. All this. I said, that's your heart of compassion. I said, you've been flowing on your in your flesh, you know, in those areas, using your own abilities and your own understanding to get the thing accomplished. But thank God you're getting it accomplished. But you're about to enter into a new dimension. Somebody say, praise God. How many would love to talk to people that don't come to church like this? Amen? I said, you're about to come into the next dimension where the supernatural is going to start to flow through. You're going to start to experience the supernatural, and you're going to start to have revelation like you haven't had it before. I said, expect a spiritual encounter. Amen? God's about to do something great. And as I was talking, I could just sense the Holy Ghost because I was just overjoyed. You know what? When you don't control the Spirit of God, amen. When you don't control your atmosphere, when you don't control your life, amen, you just roll with it. You just don't know. I just got overjoyed in my heart. Who knows what relationships we have today, what they'll be 3 years down the road. Here I am. This is a business relationship that we have. Then all of a sudden, we're going to change the corner. Somebody say, amen. You're going to get on the spiritual side with us, and God's going to get a lot accomplished. Amen. Somebody say, I'm ready to do what God wants done. They're going to come in. They're going to come in. Do you hear what I'm saying? I don't know who else it was that gave a prophetic word. There was another word someone whispered in my ear. Well, they whispered with the witness so I could receive it. Amen. Is it okay to talk about prophetic words tonight? We'll still get out. Amen. There was another word. I don't understand this word. It was in reference. It was in reference to races. It wasn't a racist word, but it was in reference to race. Was in reference to race. Was it any of you came here and said they saw people coming? Was it you? And amen. We're about to enter into that dimension now. As I was doing worship tonight, I saw that. Was it you? What did you see, brother? What was it? A seed? And what was it? Planting in the field. And what was the thing in reference to race? Uh-huh. Okay. Praise God. Alabaster field. Well, that was one word, but there was another word. I don't know who the person was, but you know what? When you believe God, you can hold on to words. Amen. Throw away the bad ones, but hold on to it. And sometimes it doesn't make sense to you when you hear it the first word, but if you hold on to it a little bit, revelation of that word, God will bring it back to you. Amen? How many want to get into the next wave? Our timings have got to be God's timings. Amen? I speak and I prophesy these things, that there is a flow. Somebody say a flow. God has moved some things and God has changed some things in a wonderful way. And I didn't understand why God was doing that. And I want to speak to you about this summer by the Spirit of God. Somebody say foresight. Foresight. Somebody say foresight. Saints, get ready. There's going to be a wave of the Spirit of God. God is not a respecter of persons by any far, but there's about to come a wave. Amen. Where hungry hearts are going to be coming from the north, south, the east, and the west, that we've got to cooperate. This next bunch that comes in will... how many of y'all want to get specific? You can ask questions. You want to get specific about it? Do you want to get specific about it? Amen. I don't understand how God's going to do it. I don't care how God's going to, just going to let him do it. Amen. But we're about to enter into an arena. Amen. Where a societal group will come in. Somebody say, praise God. And they'll come in with fervor. And they'll come in with great faith. And they'll come in, amen, eager. Amen. We've had several waves of nationalities in Nations Church. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We've had several waves of nationalities in Nations Church. Amen. And it happens with several different people groups and several pocket groups. There's going to be the last wave, I believe, when all of them will come at once. Amen. But until then, we have to learn them one by one. And we have to be faithful with each grouping that we've met. How many have been here for over 2 years? Or Jerry, y'all have been here for about 3 years? Hey, can you perceive without any extra effort on our part or any targeted marketing at all, without any targeted marketing at all, Nations Church will swing in races. It will swing in races. It's amazing. Y'all remember, we had one time we were just country down. Remember we had country down? Good old boys. We were just a good old boy church. And we were a good old church for about a year. Amen? Amen? Then after that, amen, somebody said, all of a sudden, it switched. Nations Church was about 50% black for about 4 months. Does anybody remember that? I mean, it wasn't a small church at that point. I mean, we had over, I think it was like over 40 black folk attending church here at one time. Somebody said, what is it? Did we go solicit black folk? No. Did we solicit good old boys? No. Then all of a sudden, somebody said, all of a sudden, a switch up again. Amen. And then there was a switch up again. And then all of a sudden, we had Hispanic nationality people in one Sunday. Amen. And for about 6 to 7 months, maybe even a year, amen, we had been strongly in Hispanic. What do you think God is doing there? I think God is teaching us, amen, how to relate to others and how to deal with people where they are. Amen. And giving us different people groups at different times. Amen. Amen. So we can learn, amen, that everybody's just about the same. I believe there's going to be a grace. I don't know how long this grace is. We're not going to force it. Amen. But I believe the next grace will be the Woodlands batch. Okay? And I didn't understand the word. I didn't understand the word when I heard the word. But I believe the next batch will be the Woodlands batch. Hey, did we move for any other group? No. Amen. Did we change our music for any other group? No. Amen. Amen. Did we turn gospel when we got black folk in here? No. Amen. Did we have a Mexican interpreter when we were preaching here when we had Mexicans? No. So somebody say the way to do it is stay right with what God told you to do. That's one thing that we perceive by the Spirit of God. Amen. God is very concerned about this next move. He's already started to move it. Now, during the summer, those of you that are blessed do a lot of traveling. Somebody say a lot of traveling. How many of you do a lot of traveling during the summer? You do a lot of traveling. Well, we got to be faithful, you know, I'm not coming against anybody on vacation. Take your vacation, but we must be faithful. Amen. Somebody say, you can travel all you want to. Amen. But those that you can get a job done with 10 people, we can minister effectively to a group of people with 10 people when we're in unity and in sync. Say it. Do you hear what I'm saying? We can all be in love, but in order for us to flow as a unit, we must be in unity and in sync. I believe what the Spirit of God has done, and I'm not going to run my mouth about it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Are you here? Are you catching me? I believe what God is doing is he's increasing the unity so that we can be faithful in this next season. God knew that some of the saints would be traveling. Amen. That some of the strongholds in the church. Somebody say amen. Some of the strong people that don't go to the left, don't go to the right. Somebody say thank God for those people. They know the move of the Spirit of God. They know the grace of God. Amen. They know the anointing of God. And they know how it rolls. And they're very stable. And you need those kind of people. Amen. Well, I tell you what's here has to set a precedent. to those that come. Amen? To those that come. To those that come. There has to be. I tell you what, you can have a group like this, but if a group like this is unified, but another group comes in and they learn that habit, amen, that will carry on to the next group. But if you come in here and half the group is divided, amen, you don't have to be arguing, but half the group is divided and they're not set in what they are to be and who they are, amen, that will spread on to the next group. What I believe God has done and what I believe that the Spirit of God is doing, and I just perceived it tonight, amen, I believe that God has strengthened core, amen, I believe that God has strengthened core that we would be able to endure, amen, and to be effective during the summer, amen. Can you perceive? Can you perceive? He's done it every time. He's done it again and again. I mean, it's one thing when you change what you do, but it's another thing when you make no change. How many notice any changes around here? We haven't changed a thing. We've just done the same thing we've done after 3 years. Then why do we get different results? It must be what? A change in the Spirit. Amen? A change in the Spirit. And we need to be prepared for this next move of the Spirit. Amen? I do want you to realize that this is a big move. Amen? It is so big that it's peaceful. Big moves are very peaceful. Let me tell you what. Mighty rivers run deep. Big rivers that carry a lot of water, that carry a lot of stuff, you can't see it. When you look at the Nile and different things, amen, it doesn't look like that water's going anywhere. It's not a lot of rapids. You know, you don't see rapids. When you look at the Potomac, you see all these big rapids. But it's kind of shallow when you really think about it. Kind of shallow. But these big, expansive rivers all over the world, you see, it doesn't look like they're moving at all. But on the bottom, so much more water is going. So much more currency is going. So much more power is going there. I believe that this is one of the things that we want to awaken this body to right now. Amen. Because I don't think that the saints are on the same wavelength. I don't think we're divided. I think we're together. Amen. But I perceive in my spirit that there is something heavy and there is something on the move, not about to happen, but something is happening. Amen. And the current is so deep for those that are looking on the outward side and on the outward appearance, they're just looking at the top part of the water. They're not seeing all of these undertow, all this under stuff that's going on, and they're missing God's best. Amen. Out of all the moves that we've had in this house, amen, out of all the moves that we've had in this house, out of the many moves that I've experienced in life, do you hear what I'm saying? This one, for some strange reason, I'm in reverence of. I'm in reverence. I've reverenced all of them, but this one, there's a Holy Ghost fear with this one. Why? It's because people can't perceive what the Lord is about to do next. Amen. I have to give you a scripture. Can I do that? Blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Where are you blowing the trumpet? Where do you blow first? In Zion. And sound the alarm. Where? That means you can be in Zion, you can be on a holy mountain, and never hear the alarm clock. Has anybody ever met anybody that can sleep through an alarm clock? Let me tell you something with God. There is no snooze button on God's alarm clock. And I think many times the body of Christ wants to do one thing, amen, there's an alarm going off, amen. And they've said, I've heard it before, amen. There's an alarm going off, amen. Get up, get ready. Get showered, get your hair combed, amen. Get up out of the bed, amen. The King is coming, amen. But so many times, amen, the body of Christ, do you hear what I'm saying? Listen, the day of the Lord should not come on the body of Christ as a surprise. It comes on the world as a surprise. Notice that it said, sound the alarm in Zion. Say, there is an alarm sounding in Zion. Get your hand off of the snooze button. What do you mean on the snooze button? Many people want to stay in their dreams. They want to stay in dreamland, fantasizing and dreaming about what the day should be. Amen? But God wants us to wake up and arise to what He's about doing. Amen? Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land do what? Tremble. Let all the inhabitants of the land do what? Do you want that kind of assignment? Do you know that's an assignment right there? Many people are talking about this. See, we want to have all of these different waves of the Spirit of God. We want to see the latter rain falling and all these different things coming on. But there are stages and there are steps to revival. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You're all looking at me like I'm crazy. Amen. I still know it's deep down there. Amen. Somebody say, put your hand down in the bottom of the river. Amen. Amen. Listen. This first thing, what are we doing right now? What is this wave right now? What is this debar that we're experiencing right now in this house? Jesus is coming. And who are we preaching this message to, and who are we teaching this message to? The body of Christ. What are we doing? We are sounding the alarm. How long do you sound the alarm? How long do you let the thing ring, amen, until all the earth or everybody in the land trembles? Some say, shake. Everything's going to shake. You hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? We need to shake it up, stir it up, and turn it up. Amen? Somebody say, shake, tremble. We need Holy Ghost fear. You know what? You know, the day of the Lord is so grand. You know, there are certain things that should make you, amen, we should tremble by the power of God. Amen? Reverential fear. We are so bold. We are so cocky when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to, you know, the anointing of God's grace, the day of the Lord. Amen? Somebody say, no fear. Well, we should have no fear of the devil, but we should have a reverential fear of the things of God. We need to sound the alarm that the day of the Lord is coming. Somebody say, let all the earth stand, amen, still, but we should tremble before his coming, amen? Thank God that somebody's going to do it, amen? Oh, hallelujah. This is what we're doing right now. When you hear us preaching about the end times, when you hear us preaching about the day of the Lord, you know, everything I say to people, somehow the end of the world or the end of time comes up. It's not a doomsday, but it's in my spirit. Amen. You know, like I told Sister Janice, I said, Janice, the reason why God wants you to do that is because he's coming and he wants you to have fruit. Amen. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Tremble and stand still before him. For the day of the Lord coming, for it is nigh. Somebody say, nigh. At hand. For the day of the Lord. See, here we are on Friday night Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. You know, this is the Holy Ghost chapter right here. This is Joel. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that prophecy that Joel was saying, this is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that fell on the day of Pentecost. Well, I tell you what, that thing that fell on the day of Pentecost happened, amen, when it was near for the Lord's coming. Somebody say, praise God. A day of darkness and of gloominess, of a day of clouds and thick darkness as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people. Somebody say, a great people. Can I let you in on something there? We can pick it up next week if you want to. We can pick it up next week if you want to. Or you don't have to hear. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You don't have to hear it or believe it or receive it. Amen. For it to come to pass. Amen. He said it. It'll still come to pass. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I'm glad I know. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now listen. A great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is a garden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Somebody say, before they get there, amen, it's great. But when they're gone, amen, it's gone. And yea, nothing, somebody say nothing, shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. And as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of the flame of fire that devour the stubble as a strong people set in battle array. Somebody say, sound the alarm. Do you know this is a prophecy? Do you know this is a prophecy? And you know what? Prophecy, God knows what's going to happen. God is omnipresent. I mean, he's in the past right now. He's in the future, and he's right here. I tell you what. Amen. Listen, during this prophecy, one portion of this prophecy said, blow the trumpet in Zion. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We see this vision. Amen. He's speaking now to these people. He's telling them, get up, people of God. Wake up. Blow the trumpet. Get alarmed. Amen. Then all of a sudden, this prophecy changes gears. Then he starts to foresee what the people look like after they get up. See, he blows the alarm, and then all of a sudden, right here, verse 4. Amen. That's how prophecy happens. Amen. That's somebody can get you in prophesy. He should say, arise, O man of God, arise, O man of God. Then he stands up, and then they start to prophesy on what they see about that person and what's going to happen to him in the future. Well, this is what this book, this is what this chapter is all about. He says, this is what I see. This is what you should be. This is you. This is why. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is why the rapture must take place. Somebody say, this army's got to go someplace. Oh, you people want to play church tonight. Amen. Oh, yes. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo-hoo. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of flames of fire that devours the stomach, as a strong people. Somebody say, a strong people set in battle array. These are people that put on the whole armor of God. This Joel prophesied and saw this body of Christ, saw this new church, amen, the ecclesia, amen, the remnant church, church within the church. Do you hear what I'm saying? Clothed in the armor of God, amen. Before their face the people shall be pained, and all faces shall, and shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. Somebody say glory to God. I tell you what, this weak stuff is over. Amen. Weak, piddly, defeated, worn out. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? This last move. Somebody say amen. They're going to be some strong saints, developed saints. Amen. Full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Full of knowledge. Full of wisdom. Amen. Not no stumbling, tripling Christians. Amen. Tripping over this and tripping over that. Do you hear what I'm saying? Tripping. Somebody say, that's why they say they're a trip, because they're always tripping over stuff. Amen? Always stumbling over stuff they should be able to climb over and run and get over it. Amen? Somebody say, this: the saints that God is going to be rapturing are people that are going, this is what God is rapturing. Somebody say, are you ready? They shall run like men. Like mighty men, they shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways. They shall not break their ranks. Somebody say glory to God. How many would love to see an army like that can't be defeated? People that know who they are in Christ, know their place in the Spirit of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. People that are not rebellious. Amen. But people that are yielded to the Holy Ghost and to the things of God. They know prophetic ministry. They know apostolic ministry. We can take orders and follow through. Do you hear what I'm saying? So say, they will not break rank. Hallelujah. Woo, my gosh. When people are unified, what can they do? I got this marked pink in my Bible. Why, church? Hallelujah. They shall run like men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march everyone on his ways. Paul's got to go home and go to bed. He said if he leaves early, that's where he's going, because he's got to work tonight at 2:00 in the morning. Somebody say, we understand. Hallelujah. And they shall not break their rank. Right, there's certain things I want you to circle right now. Amen. Several things I want you to circle right now. Somebody say, ooh, glory. It didn't say they wouldn't be allowed to. They said they won't. See, that's a big difference. It didn't say they were controlled and forced and dominated and worn out. Amen. And manipulated. They said they won't. Somebody say they won't. Woo, my God. Isn't that good? They don't have nobody out there saying, you stay in your place. You get over here. You get over. Shut up. You know, stop that. You know, they won't. Somebody say they had developed a spirit where they know who they are. Hallelujah. They will not break ranks, neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you know you got a path, and I've got a path, and everybody's got a path? Amen. Everybody's going to know what they are to do, and we're not going to be ripping each other apart about what are you doing, what are you doing? I want to do that. You want to do this. Somebody say, glory to God. Amen. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. And the sun and the moon shall be dark in the song. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord shall utter his voice before his army. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's going to be revelation. We're about to hear some things. You hear what I'm saying? God is going to start to speak to the church again. There are dark days. Do you hear what I'm saying? Where we can't get a word from heaven, not a revelation from heaven, not a debar from heaven. I tell you what, the church has been sitting for thousands of years. But God's going to utter his voice and tell us to go forth. Amen. For his camp, do you hear what I'm saying? Say his camp. Be in his camp. Glory to God. His camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord, somebody say the day of the Lord, is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Therefore also know, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. This is what you need to highlight. This is where you need to be. Get out of tradition. Get out of religion. Get out of the rut. Amen. This is a time when you need to be focused in the things of God. You have to do that by the word. See, you can take this just mean say they're just sitting up here running their mouth like they always do. Amen. But he that has an ear to hear it while you have a chance. You hear what I'm saying? This is what you need to do to prepare yourself. Amen. Listen. Therefore now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. Somebody say, all your heart. Glory to God. Don't be divided in your heart. Don't be double-minded. Amen. But be solid in where you want to go and what you want to accomplish with your life and what you want to do. Somebody say, be focused. And with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious, hallelujah, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repent of him of evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent. Now listen. And even leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Now, somebody say prayer. Here's the prayer. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. That's a wave. Oh, my. How many of you want to go back to church as usual? Listen. Stages and waves to the move of God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, and call a solemn assembly. Gather the people and sanctify the congregation. Somebody say, get ready for a move of God. See, that's not a move of God. That's preparing for a move of God. And see, we just call that a move of God. See, we had gone prepare church, and they thought they were having revival. I said, that's not revival. That's you just getting ready for revival. Anybody crying and repenting and doing all this, that's wonderful, that's nice, but that's not a revival, amen, that's getting ready for a move of God, amen. Sanctify, somebody say sanctify, holiness. The congregation assemble the elders and gather the children And those that suck the breasts, let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Then we talked about the bride likes to fight. Some say everybody. Now you can get something out of this. It's just not meaning, you know, actual families, but this is the church. This is different stages. Listen, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders. Somebody say elders. Praise God. Gather the children. Isn't that like the two different ones? The elders in the church and those that are just coming into the church. Somebody say children. Get them all in it. Amen. This is not a thing just for the new Christians. You know, it's for the new ones. They get into it, then you get tired of it, then you get out of it. Amen. Gather the ones that have been in there forever. Amen. The know-it-alls. Let them get in on this. Amen. And let the ones that just came into the door get in on it. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Everybody. Somebody say elders and baby Christians. Amen. Gather the elders and the children. Gather and those that suck the breast. Somebody say those that are feeding off of other people's faith. There are some people that are living off of them. When you suck the breast, they say, he didn't feed you meat because you weren't ready for it, but he fed you milk. Amen. That means that those that are picking up audibly from others, amen, they're not getting that straight revelation yet. Amen. So say, you can get them in on it. Amen. And let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep before the porch of the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give thine an inheritance reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? You know what? We think we got it good right now. It's a shame. With all the things that the Bible says about the believer in the book of Deuteronomy, amen, we're just making it. Amen. We're just making it. We're just scraping by. We're leasing from other people, borrowing from other people, doing all this other stuff. Somebody say, and you're supposed to be a Christian. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I send you corn and wine and oil. Ye shall be satisfied. Okay. Those that hear this, first, the alarm. Two, preparation for the move of God. Amen. Which is a revival. Amen. Where people yield their whole heart. Amen. I'm talking long services. You don't have to go to all of them. You don't have to stay there. Amen. Am I going to force that to happen? No, I can predict it. Amen. Amen. When people get hungry and people get sick of their sin, amen, they're willing to pray all night long to get rid of it. You hear what I'm saying? Until they change. Amen. They don't fit it into their schedule. They make it, it's the first thing in their life. Amen. I've been in several preparation moves. Amen. People getting ready for a move of God. I speak that. Amen. You know what? You don't have to make it happen. It will. You don't have to make it happen. It will. I need more. I can't get enough. Anybody been in a move like that where you couldn't stay out of church? I mean, we just couldn't stay away. You go home and you still wanted more. Amen. I long to be in thy presence. Amen. That's a grace from God. Amen. Watching on TV, get home, hear him talk for 15, 20 minutes, an hour, run his mouth on and on and on and on. Then you go home and turn it on again. Amen. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hungry people will be here. Glory to God. People that are hungry for God. Do you hear what I'm saying? I speak it. We need to get ready. Amen. We need to get ready. You might be doing a meeting at 1 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hungry people are coming. Can't get enough. Amen. Got to have more of Jesus. The alarm, amen, the hunger. The alarm, the call, the hunger. The alarm, the call, the hunger. Amen. Then right after that, amen, the response to the hunger. Seek me with all of your heart. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. People are going to start giving up stuff and say, giving up this and giving up that to seek God. Amen. Amen. And then as they do that, there's going to be a return, amen, for the response to the hunger. Those that respond to the hunger of God, amen, those that respond to the hunger of God will be rewarded with this verse right here. Then the Lord will be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach unto the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army and will drive. Now that northern army, amen, this is two things that are going on with this prophetic word, okay? Prophecy can mean several different things, okay? We're using it in reference to the church and in reference to us, amen, in preparation to revival, amen? But here in this text, what he's basically saying, that northern army, he's talking to the Jews in reference to, amen, this army that he sent out against them, amen? Toward the east and his hinder part, toward the uttermost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his savor and his ill savor shall come up before him, because he hath done great things. Fear not. Somebody say, fear not. O land, be glad and rejoice. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. I speak, amen, a wave of hunger. A wave of hunger, a wave of hunger, amen, and repentance and sanctification. See, that's not like our normal wave, amen. And then there'll be another season. Somebody say another flow. A great flow of joy like we have never experienced before. Now, it's one thing we can laugh because God told us to rejoice, amen. But there's another thing when God starts pouring out supernatural joy. Amen. This is a Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. Future tense. Write it down. Write it down. Nobody's boasting. God's been speaking stuff way before the line. He even talked about this energy stuff before it came out. We were talking about the date, weren't we, Jesse? Somebody say the wave of repentance, wave of abundance, wave of joy. For the Lord will do great things. Anybody say great things? You need to circle that. You need to circle that. That came out prophetically this week. If you had a hear to hear, the Spirit of God was saying, somebody say great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, and the tree beareth her fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield her strength. Be glad then. Somebody say, be glad then. Ye children of Zion. You don't have to be glad right now, but you'll be glad then. Listen, look at me in my face. Not many days hence from now, amen, God will give you a reason to rejoice. You already got one. Do you hear what I'm saying? But there's a wave of joy coming, amen. Don't force it. Don't push it. Don't even mess with it. Watch. I pray you forget about it. And then after it happens, you go, oh, my Lord, that's what God said. Anybody ever had that? Anybody had it that way? Amen. You hear something, forget all about it, and then all of a sudden you're living it, and there it is. Amen. Amen. All right. Be glad, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you former rain moderately. So say moderately. Say it one more time. Moderately. You think you got stuff right now. You think you've experienced the move of God. Say, I got it. It already happened. It happened back there in 1901. Then why don't you have all the results of what the Bible says you'd have then? Yeah. Ain't nobody afraid of you. Amen. We've had it moderately. We've had a move of God moderately. Amen. Amen. For the former rain moderately, he will cause to come down for you the rain. Somebody say, let it rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Say it one more time. Send the rain. One more time. Send the rain. Hallelujah. All we got to do is speak the word. The former, someone say that moderate stuff, and the new stuff. Say the old rain and the new rain. in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore. Somebody say, I will restore. Restoration. After the reign of God, after God reigns on us, this Holy Spirit reign. Hey, do you hear what I'm saying? Restoration. Restoration. Some of you done all kind of crazy stuff and opened doors for the devil to come in and steal from you. Amen. Devil wouldn't have stole from you if you didn't have your doors locked open wide. Amen. If you had your windows locked and the doors locked, amen, and your mind set, amen, and you were determined, didn't have any loopholes, he couldn't have gotten in there and taken it from you. Amen. But you're going to repent from having open windows and open, you know, all this other stuff and letting the devil steal from you. Amen. And there'll be a restoration of those things. There are a lot of things that belong to you, a lot of things that belong to you that should have never happened. A lot of things been destroyed. You've lost a lot of stuff that should have never gone down. It was never the will of God for those things to happen. Amen. Don't worry about it. You're going to get it back.
Hallelujah.
You'll get it back. You'll get it back. All of it. Every last drop of it. Every last drop of it's coming back. Every last drop of it. And the cranky worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm and my great army which I send among you. And ye shall eat in one plenty and be satisfied. So say eat and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know. Somebody say, you shall know. Stand up, please. Say, I shall know. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Meetings like this just get me. Meetings like this one get me. Uh-huh. Hope you took notes. Then you will know that I am in the midst of Israel. Somebody say, God is in the house. People act crazy because they don't know that God is in the house. Amen. But after he accomplishes his will, you think you know. I tell you what, I think I know. Do you hear? We all think we know. Amen. But after these things come to pass, glory to God, our mindset, do you hear? We're going to have a renewed mindset, amen, that we know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord is in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass that I shall pour out. Here's another prompt. Same one, same way. Another dimension right here. He's repeating the same thing. It's so crazy. And it shall come to pass after. Somebody say afterward. Afterward. Say it one more time. Afterward. That I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Second wave. After all that. It gets better. After that, after all that, after you already know, somebody say, you never really know. See, then you know that God is in the midst of, oh, this stuff is real. I really know it. Then you get to the point, I think I got it all together. Somebody say, after that. God can do much more than this. That's what he's trying to tell you. After all of this stuff, it shall come to pass. And after all that, now, See, now we claim in this scripture right now, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Listen, it hadn't fallen out on all flesh yet. Oh, boy. After all that, after those that hunger get blessed. See, after they hunger, listen, this first thing, you got to understand that those that got in it first got all the blessings. Amen. See, those that got it, the hungry ones got the blessings. See, that's when the ones that got it first, because they heeded the word, they were the ones that got the blessing and the abundance. Amen. But the second wave, amen, is just a wave, oh my God, of the Holy Ghost. So that just hits everybody because they're just around. Amen. That's when he just blows up the whole house. Are you seeing it? Are you seeing the wave? Are you seeing the steps and the dimensions about what's suddenly coming to pass? Jesus is coming. And before he comes, this has got to happen. Some say after this. It didn't say saints had to prophesy. Let me tell you what. Saul was not following the heart after God. And the spirit of prophecy fell on Saul. So say, after this, the Holy Ghost is going to start to fall. People that you wouldn't expect it. Some say all flesh. My God, my God, my God. Somebody say, after you get your blessing. Listen, this is a different wave here. How would you like to watch the news? You study it yourself. How would you like to watch the news and all of a sudden they're giving the news and all of a sudden they fall into prophecy? Read your Bible. Jesse, I'm out there. Come on. Hallelujah. Didn't you know there was one prophet that they tried to get to curse one other guy? And he says, I can't do it. He said, how can I speak against somebody else that God had blessed? School teachers, hallelujah. No. Y'all going to have to lock me up. Y'all going to have to lock me up. Somebody say, lock me up. Listen, school teachers going in there to teach Darwinism. Somebody say, hallelujah. Go to open up their mouth and say one thing. Hallelujah. Prophecy comes out. Amen. God will start to pour out his spirit. Didn't say our flesh. It said all flesh. He spoke through, amen, a donkey, didn't he? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say I expect it. Unsaved families. Do you hear what I'm saying? Unsaved families sitting at the table talking about you. Somebody say, talking about you. Might be running down a church somewhere, then all of a sudden the Holy Ghost, amen, and one of them just steps up and says, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Somebody say, all flesh start to prophesy. At a rock and roll concert. Do you hear what I'm saying? Out there to lift up the devil, then all of a sudden, all flesh start to prophesy. They ready to wear out the devil, and all of a sudden they say, Jesus is Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? Then it lifts them, they go right back to where they were. So I say, great signs and wonders. After this mighty army, which you are, works the world. Do you hear what I'm saying? We're going to work the earth. You're going to be out there ministering in the Holy Ghost. You hear what I'm saying? You're going to work them over. Then God's going to pull you off of them. He's going to pull you off of them. But I tell you what, there's going to be something left in them. Amen. You're going to stop prophesying to them. Then sooner or later, it's going to come out of them. You're going to put something in them. They're going to speak it out of their own mouth. I'm trying to get there. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Somebody say, the word of the Lord will not return void. You go preach a word, and after you're taken, it'll be in their spirit. That word will come alive in their own body. Somebody say, possessed by a word of God. Somebody say, glory to God. They'll go to sleep one night, amen, and dream a dream that Jesus is coming. Didn't say just save people playing church. Somebody get up there and yibby yibby yabba yabba yabba. That's not what this is. This is after all that. This is bigger than what you think. Bigger than you just talking off the top of your head and blaming it on the Holy Ghost. Shall dream dreams, and young men shall see visions. Do you know Nostradamus was not a Christian? Had some very powerful prophetic words. Am I telling you to follow those things? Somebody say no. Stay in sync with the word of God. Amen. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days I will pour out my spirit. Somebody say praise the Lord. And I will show wonders in the heavens. Isn't that enough right there? To have him pouring out his spirit on all flesh, going through the mall. Have that be a common occurrence. Amen. People just start prophesying. I will show wonders in the heavens. There's already a wonder in the heaven. Don't you know there's a sun out there someplace? That there is a star out there spitting bubbles. And they don't know why it's spitting bubbles. There are bubbles coming off of one of the stars. It's exploding off circular bubbles. And they don't know what it is. And it's the first time they've ever seen it before. And in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before. Somebody say before. The great. That's a great day right there. I mean, to me, that's a great day, isn't it? We might as well say before the greater day. Before the greater day and terrible day of the Lord shall come. And it shall come to pass, whether you believe it or not, that whosoever shall call, it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be, where is the deliverance? And where? What does that represent? The church. Prophecy will be all over the place, amen, but you got to go in and you get deliverance. You just saw the commercial. You got to go purchase, amen. Somebody say, get in. As the Lord has said, and in the remnant, somebody say remnant. Remnant means a piece of the big picture. Everybody's joined, amen. Somebody say, there's a remnant. Whom the Lord shall call. Then just start to rejoice. Thank you for letting me get through that whole thing and be faithful. Thank you for letting me get through that whole thing and be faithful. Thank you for letting me. You got it on the inside of you and then watch it happen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What are you going to do? You're going to get excited and get hungry for God. Amen. Watch the stages of God and just flow with it. Keep doing what you're doing. Just keep going naturally. Amen. But when you start to see these things happen, get in sync and figure out where it's at. Say, I just can't get enough. Great. Things are about to happen. Great things are happening right now. Well, bless God. Start to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Warn people. Don't mess around in this day. Amen. Still waters run deep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Still waters run deep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Still waters run deep. Blessed be Jesus forever. Father God, we love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. Thank you for the hungry hearts, Father God. Thank you those that allow this word to get on the inside of them. Hallelujah. And not depart. And we expect it to come to pass shortly. We expect it to come to pass shortly. We expect it to come to pass shortly, 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 shortly. So right now we acknowledge our commission and our call from you to sound the alarm. Give us an anointing to sound the alarm. Give us a horn, oh God. Teach us how to blow. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give us a horn, oh God, and teach us to blow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Say, I will not be silent. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, wonderful people. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Grace, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get spiritual in these days. Get spiritual and get focused. You hear what I'm saying? Get spiritual and get focused. Hear the word of God and obey. Amen and be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God from on high. Hallelujah. We're going to receive tonight's offering right now. Somebody say praise God for that. Hallelujah. You can stay in the spirit and still sow. Amen. You don't have to get out of the spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Ramana, what you got? Hallelujah. Thank you. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody make that your prayer. Give us a sound. Somebody say one. Trumpet of one voice. Amen. A trumpet of one voice. Thank you, Jesus. You're doing an excellent job, Brother Will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Please, 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 please don't play games in this season with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're getting out of here. Do you hear what I'm saying? We are getting out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, praise God. We're getting ready to go. Getting ready to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. One, maybe just one more revival. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. 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 Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we bless this offering tonight. We say that it's more than enough to do what you wanted to do in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the great multitude of finances that are coming in to accomplish your will and to accomplish your purposes. Father God, right now in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, that we have more than enough to buy this center in Jesus' name. More than enough to buy this center in Jesus' name and to build whatever you want to build on it, oh God. Hallelujah. You're coming. We don't got time to be searching around in the darkness. Hallelujah. So you're going to stay planted and go on and do what God wants us to do in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for every continued blessing that you pour out upon us, every window of opportunity you give us, Father God, and the strength to walk through and the faith to walk through every door in Jesus' name. Right now, if you're sowing in faith tonight, hold your hand up. If you don't have anything to sow, so amen. Hold your hand up anyhow. Bless these people, Father God. Bless them right now with your voice. Bless them right now with your voice, oh God. With your voice, oh God, first and foremost, Father God, and then bless them with faith to be obedient, to follow through on the things that you speak to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go on a show. Don't miss us on Sunday morning. Amen. Don't miss us. Don't miss us on Sunday morning. Don't miss us. Amen. We're expecting good things to happen. Put on some good music. Hallelujah.